Actor Ray McAnally is a performer we've seen before in Cincinnati in productions at the Playhouse, where he played Ellard Sims in the 2009 production of The Foreigner, as well as Ensemble Theater Cincinnati. In October of 12, he had a turn as Jeffrey in Mrs. Mannerly, the narrator of a memory play by Jeffrey Hatcher about growing up and taking childhood etiquette lessons. He was the playwright's younger self, but he gave audiences brief portraits of all the kids in the class. That was a challenge he met in a variety of amusing and laugh-inducing ways. Now he's back at Ensemble Theater playing another role based on personal recollections, although this time he is the subject. In Size Matters, Ray McAnally is playing himself and talking about being a plus-sized performer. In fact, he's also the playwright. He's in the WVXU studio this evening to talk about his show. Welcome back to Cincinnati, Ray.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me.
So, Size Matters opens with an enumeration of the kind of roles, or the, maybe I should say, the limited kind of roles that a guy who's, shall we say, hefty is likely to find.
Yes.
Can you share a few of those kinds of things that you've encountered?
What cracks me up and where this beginning of the show comes from is this unique perspective you get as a performer of kind of seeing how the world is going to see you, or at least how you're going to be seen by the industry. So I'll read a what we call a breakdown, which is the character description of the role. And this is for movies and film and TV shows, theater. Sometimes it's in the name, Fat Joe, slacker, drunk, disheveled delivery guy. What's funny to me is it's never high-powered politician, looks fantastic in a suit. It's always looks like he's been in a fight and lost, not the sharpest knife in the drawer. There's something fun. I mean, I'm a comedy actor, so I, of course, have fun with it. But you get these roles. What did I booked one? It was actually the summer that the show takes place. It was for Royal Pains. And I was supposed to be playing a guy who was so out of shape that he was having liver problems and had to be hospitalized. Mm. You read that and you're like, oh, great. Yeah, that's me. I can't wait to walk
and
in.
As an actor, after a while, I mean, you want to take on the qualities of your roles, you know, to be convincing on stage, but it may begin to seep over into your life somewhat.
Yeah. As a performer, you have to be able to go, okay, that's my type in the industry maybe, but that doesn't have to be who I am. And that's what we're making fun of in the show and having fun with in the show is that difference between like, how do you play fat gamer all day and then still have the courage to ask the pretty girl out at the bar that night. Hopefully in the show, setting up that contrast and having fun.
Yeah. Was there a particular moment or event that you said, I should make a play out of this?
Yeah, it started back when I first started out in the industry. I'd finished my grad degree at Rutgers and you know, I was getting all these breakdowns and all these auditions. And I noticed that they were all, had my life not worked out the way it had worked out and I had not been given the confidence I'd been given through my family and different people in my life, that there were versions of me that weren't me, but people I could absolutely relate to. I play a lot of shy characters, a lot of people who struggle with those kind of internal demons and people who are very self-conscious about their weight. Luckily, as a person, that isn't me. But I can certainly relate to that because it's kind of like that old saying, there but for the grace of God go I. That could be me. And what's interesting is the therapeutic nature of my job. I'm reminded all the time about my size. And so I chose to see it in a positive way. And the show, I wanted to present it in a positive way. I'm reminded of it, and it's actually been therapeutic.
Well, as an actor, you get to play lots of different kinds of people. And in fact, what we've seen you do here in Cincinnati, you've played a lot of different kinds of people. In Mrs. Mannerly, you played boys and girls and some grown-ups and that sort of thing. And that was a lot of fun. And you do some of that in this also. You get to play a couple of school bullies. You get some directors who have their own ideas about things, in addition to some family members and things like that. So that has to be a sort of a freeing opportunity and something that lets you show the full spectrum of your skill.
Hopefully it does that. What I liked about when I started to write the show was all these characters, it wasn't just an opportunity for me to show that I could do different dialects and voices and characters. It seemed like it came out of a need, like, oh, we need to hear from this person in the show. And so the show became all of a sudden this journey that I go on where it's less about me and more about the people I'm meeting through the journey that starts shaping the way I'm thinking about myself. And then the character of my nephew, I mean, he's by far my favorite character in the show.
And do you really have a nephew named Morgan?
Yes. Okay. And the fun thing about the show when I went to, as a writer, to sit down and arc out the structure of the show. This year, this moment in my life, everything that happened ended up being a really nice story arc for the story I wanted to tell. And so 95% of it's true. All the stuff that's about family and myself is true. It might be condensed more than it was originally, but the only stuff that's made up are some of the extra characters, yeah, like the delivery people and stuff like, sure, that have thrown in.
Who are more like composites sometimes.
Exactly,
exactly. Yeah. In your story that you tell, Morgan comes to visit you in New York and you take him around and he has inherited some of the same genetic traits, shall we say, that you,
yes,
have,
yes,
and is coping with some of that. Was there really a trip like that where he came?
Yes. And it was 2 months before my wedding and he was 10 years old at the time. And literally he stepped off the plane and the stewardess took one look at me. He was flying by himself as an unaccompanied minor, so I had to be able to prove that I was related to him. And the stewardess took one look at me and said, oh, yeah, you can have him. I mean, that's how much the little boy looked like me. So
it wasn't just directors who were stereotyping you then.
No,
probably.
No.
We've got a number of real people in here, including you get to play your wife, which is probably an opportunity that not too many actors really get to play.
Yeah, luckily it has not ended my marriage. my wife's been very, very game with it. She has not wanted to see the characterization until she sees the show. And I've asked a few of her friends if you were giving me advice on how to play Whitney, and everybody said it's got to be the West Texas lilt.
Yeah.
It's her accent.
Why don't you tell listeners a little bit about how she came into your story?
That's kind of the beautiful thing about getting to premiere this in Cincinnati is my story centers around the year that Whitney and I get married and my weight fluctuation during that year. And so Whitney and I actually met at Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park in 2009 when I was doing The Foreigner. So it's wonderful to get to come back here and tell the story because it's a very centralized Cincinnati story for us. And so we met here. Whitney's a company stage manager at Cincinnati Opera. So Cincinnati's been a big part of our relationship. And we're now, April 30th, will be our 3-year wedding anniversary. So it's really fun to get to work on this story and present it for the first time in a city that really had a whole lot to do with the nucleus of the story.
Well, congratulations to you on the anniversary, too. Your story isn't really exactly about overcoming being heavy, being, mm-hmm, fat, is it? I mean, to me, it's more about accepting who you are and getting an understanding of that. What did you intend to convey when you started writing?
It's interesting. When I started writing, I knew that I did not want to get up and preach to anybody about how to lose weight and all of that. I wanted to keep it light and fun and tell a personal story that hopefully at the end of the day, you can either just have fun watching it and getting to know all these characters, or you can walk away with something deeper, a more thematic depth to it. So hopefully that is there. All the response has said that it has all those components in place. It was interesting what we've done in the rehearsal process and what I've done in the drafts that I've written is extract anything that felt too, for lack of a better term, self-helpy, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And get to just an honest, genuine, here's what I see in my life. I mean, I'm a big guy who loves to do comedy. So my filter in the world is through a comedic eye. I laugh at hard lessons in life. Mm-hmm. It's my nature. And so I thought, why not bring that to this kind of show? Because you never get to hear guys talk about this, mm-hmm, stuff. I don't talk about this stuff, mm-hmm, very often with even my best friends. A lot of them are probably going to come see the show and be like, wow, I had no idea that he felt this way.
Well, let me ask you this. The production has, some of the direction of it has come from Ed Stern.
Yes.
Who I suppose directed you in The Foreigner also. Is that,
no, that was Ken Albers.
Okay.
But, yeah.
But Ed was the artistic director at the Cincinnati Playhouse, mm-hmm, and I'm presuming perhaps you know him from your time at Rutgers. Was he teaching there?
I was not there the same time he was teaching, but I pursued him. The Playhouse was one of the top theaters I wanted to work at under Ed's direction, and so I wrote to him. You know, I never knew if he was getting my letters or whatnot, mm-hmm, but he called me in for The Foreigner, and yeah, I got hired, and the rest is history.
And then he staged Mrs. Manerly, mm-hmm, at Ensemble last year, so you had a chance to work together. And I presume, since this is a premiere of your script, that he's helped you with your work on the script itself.
Absolutely. In fact, Lynn and I both wanted him as part of the process.
That's Lynn Myers.
Lynn Myers,
the artistic,
yes,
director at ETC.
So I flew to Kansas City and have been rehearsing for the last week and a half with Ed and getting the show in shape. And now Lynn also came out and worked with us And now Lynn and I are finishing off the show. So I have two amazing local directors.
Wonderful.
They're wonderful artistic eye on this piece.
It's going to be a great story that I know Cincinnatians are going to enjoy. Size Matters, presented by Ensemble Theater Cincinnati, opens on Wednesday and continues through May 25th. Half-price rush tickets are available starting 2 hours prior to showtime. For more details about the show and Ensemble Theater, you'll find a link at WVXU.org. My guest this evening has been actor and playwright Ray McAnally, who's sharing his story at Ensemble Theater in the upcoming production of Size Matters. Thanks for taking the time to come and visit, Ray.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.